Yes.
So I think I saw a question about being a micro-influencer.
Oh, yes. Okay. And
my thoughts on pitching yourself, I don't know what you're, it's really hard to say what to say about you being a micro-influencer because I don't know what your angle is. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I would say is know your data, know your insights, because no one gives a shit how cool your picture is if it doesn't lead them to sales. Mm-hmm. So, or your cool your video. So you have to approach it in a way that's beneficial. You have to think of it as a win-win, not just like, oh, I can be an influencer. It's like, no, how will I fit with this brand? Say like, I fucking love this. Me and my girlfriend say I love you, and I say I love you more. If I worked with this, I can probably work with them like, oh, me and my girlfriend, have a couple's Instagram page. I can pitch to them. We have not just 100K followers, but how good is your engagement? Again, yeah. Going back to earlier what I said, if you engage with other people, they'll probably engage with you.
Yeah.
So how good is your engagement? Oh, we're getting, of the 100,000 followers, we're getting at least 10,000 views, yeah. 5,000 likes, X yeah. amount of comments. Give them stats. give them stats of why working with you is beneficial. Not just that, like why are you reaching out with them to begin with? Like, and also come up with your initial campaign ideas. Don't reach out to them thinking like they're gonna come up with the idea for you. It's like no. You come up with a campaign idea for the next three posts. I will create this type of content for you. Like for this, I'm gonna grab this piece of this headset I'm wearing right now, wireless headset. Like there's some startup headset companies that you can probably reach out to as a dancer, or if you're a crew, you can probably pitch to them like, oh, we may only if you're starting up, we may only have 1,000 followers, but we also have 10 dancers at each $1,000 followers each, then you can get an involvement of that whole group to start sharing that content. So I think get your analytics in point, get your campaign idea ready. I think was there a follow up question with that? Thoughts on the next big platform? I haven't really paid attention to it. I'm looking at house parties is a fun thing right now, but I'm just looking at patterns. If you want to see what the next big platform is, look once a week in the App Store, the Google Play Store, look at the top social media platforms in the App Store or the Google Store. Look at for the top 10. And that's how I noticed that Musical.ly or then TikTok was blowing up, because it was like top 30, top 20, top 5. And then last year, I was seeing that it was trading places with Instagram. Like back, it was a battle between both of them. Now it's solidified itself. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's also, I think the next level of social platforms is going to be private.
Got
private
it.
Communities. Yes. So where people can access just Jay, like a private texting community.
Yes.
And then say, Jay, you're going to be teaching in a workshop in Boston. You can text all of your people in Boston that you're going to be teaching a workshop. Because the thing with these social platforms is that when you do a blast post, not everyone is in the same place.
Yes.
So that's what I think the next social platform will be more private. But I think that one that kind of blows up. But that's just speculation. I haven't done any pattern and recognition yet, but that's what I noticed with TikTok. It was like, you see it. I'm so glad you asked me that question. It feels so good to like let that out.
I have to confirm that Emroy did inform me of the TikTok and me starting it up years ago, way longer before it really blew up. And I'm just not a fan. This is my personal thing. I'm not a fan of like the new
the TikTok dances
and starting over that, but now I'm like, damn, would it did it, how much more would I be like accessible to people? And thank you for informing me years ago. Thank you for still informing me. I promise the next one I'll listen to you and I'll make that account or that, whatever.
I told Liz the same thing back in 2014 when I said Snapchat was on the rise. And she resisted and she kind of joined the Snapchat train late.
Yeah.
Now she asked me again, like, oh, she thought, like, what's the next thing? I was like, get your ass on TikTok now. Now she's, I think in terms of engagement, she's killing it. Yeah. And I'm glad she didn't argue with me for 6 months before getting on.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and then I think Maxine just said the community app, in the comments, direct text. Yeah, that, I think, I'm keeping an eye on the community app. It's, yeah. I think it's going to be, it's pretty, based from what I've heard about it and, like, just looking at how people are kind of, like, putting a lot of priority or acting like they have a lot of priority on the privacy.
Yes.
And then that's going to be a lot of one-to-one because the social media platforms are great because you get to see, like, a very surface-level view of who the person is.
Yes.
Community app gives engagement. Like you can text. They can text you, like, hey, Jay, I don't know, what should I eat for lunch? And you can text back, I don't know. Like, it can get that, you know, like, personal. Because at the end of the day, again, being social, and then people eventually want access to you.
Yes.
Like, into a one-to-one level.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, to any viewers out there, really do take this into consideration. It's for business, it's for dance, it's for entertainment, whatever you want to do, just really look into the trending apps, number ones, or what's, like, moving up in numbers and things like that, and really try and get on those now so that in the future when they eventually blow up, you would already have the content, you would already have the following, you would already have a high engagement, so companies will just be like, ooh, I need him, I need them, I need them, I need them.
And even if the app doesn't blow up, it'll prepare you for the next one.
Yeah.
Because before Facebook Live became a thing, before Instagram had a live feature, there was Periscope or Meerkat.
Yes.
This is, 2014, 2015, and I was broadcasting my classes live on Meerkat and on Periscope. And those behaviors can be transferable to the next one because, like, Instagram stealing Snapchat stories, you know, you could easily, those behaviors can be easily adapted to when another social media platform kind of bites them. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Emroy, for this talk.